Talk. I'm Josh McSwain here with AJ Torres, and today we're going to be discussing depth chart projections for the tight ends position that really left a lot to be desired in 2020. Got some new blood coming in. Who makes the roster and what should we expect from them this season? We're going to get right into that. So last year, Jordan Akins was the main tight end used in the passing game. He was fourth on the team with 403 receiving yards on 37 catches and found the end zone once. Darren Fells was also mixed with 312 receiving yards, but he's no longer with the team. Got Pharaoh Brown, fifth round pick, Brevin Jordan from the University of Miami, which has produced very good tight ends with Kellen Winslow and Jeremy Shockey, among others, and some other guys that are just competing for a roster spot include Ryan Izzo and Anthony Auclair, Paul Quazenberry, and Cahal Waring. Waring played in seven last year, caught three passes for 35 yards. So when you look at these guys, I would say that Akins probably stays on as the incumbent. Jordan should be there. Pharaoh Brown, probably a rather decent chance, and you might have four guys fighting over one spot. Which of them is most likely to get it?
You know, another thing I want to put in consideration, when you think of Pharaoh Brown and when you think of Jordan Akins, do you consider them more of a blocking tight ends, or do you consider them weapon tight ends? Like, do you consider them scoring touchdowns, anything else?
Well, I think it's going to be somewhat of a challenge since Aiken only had one touchdown. Brown had two touchdowns last season. Fells had four receiving touchdowns last year, which was third on the team behind only Will Fuller and Brandon Cooks.
Yikes. The thing that I also find interesting about it is that if you look at the depth chart and if you look at how they are on paper, if we take out Brevin Jordan, who is the youngest, then these guys age between 24 and 29. Paul Quazenberry, he's 29 with 1 year of experience. He was at the Navy Academy. If you look at all these guys, their shortest one is 6'2", tallest is 6'6", all about in the between the 250 to 260 pound range. Mm-hmm. Something to keep in mind is when it comes to the tight end position, I think only three, maybe I'm going to just say four tight ends are actually going to make this roster. I think it's safe to say.
True.
Let's see. Depending on Brevin Jordan and his status, he go to the practice squad. And if that's the case, I mean, I'm not sure if you take a practice squad spot for a backup tight end.
No, I think Brevin Jordan probably makes the team.
So you put him as the third option, and there might possibly be another tight end that makes the roster? Just that curiosity? I mean, just the thought. Did you get frozen there, Tex?
Okay, I was just having a little bit of technical issues, but anyways, still believe Jordan probably makes the team, and I think he might be able to be a significant player on. I think he'll offer something a little different the other guys may not. But I guess let's go for this one. Which of the tight ends do you think leads the team in receiving yards?
Ooh. You know, That's a very interesting one. And, you know, I actually want to see what goes on here, because if we go by the tight end spot, Akins is the oldest. Pharaoh Brown, he's 27. He's definitely not young. if we're going to go by Brevin Jordan making this team, and there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be – there's going to be a lot of guys on this offense that can produce. It's all going to go out to quarterback and offensive line. I'm going to make a bold prediction and say Brevin Jordan is going to lead this team in receiving as far as the tight end's position goes. He's got to be the most
receiving. I certainly think they would hope for that too.
My bold prediction is Jordan, Brown, and Akins makes the three. And if there's another spot that needs to be taken on this team for the tight end spot, I mean, you're probably going to have the best blocking tight end. And if we go by size, I guess you could say, it's very going to be interesting to see if it's Warren, Izzo, and I think it's Euclair. Is it Anthony Euclair battling out for that last spot? Because, again, of all those positions that you have open for a practice squad, I just don't see it necessary for a tight end.
Probably not. You might look to play on special teams or could be used as a fullback at times out of the backfield, and I think Izzo might give him that versatility. So I would say he might have the inside track for that fourth spot potential option. I think he'll sort of be my surprise to stick around. I think, yeah, like you said, Jordan, Brown, and Akins will be the other guys. Interestingly about Akins, he was a third-round draft choice of the Texas Rangers in 2010. He was in their farm system for 4 years, so when he entered the NFL, he was 26. That's
interesting, to say the least.
I certainly think there's a chance you could be right that Jordan comes in and overtakes it all. I think Jordan might start a little slowly, just depending on how training camp goes, but I think by the end of the year, whoever is playing quarterback is going to be looking his way more often. But I think Brown and Akins get the reps to start with. With Brown, he might have the number one spot early on. That's kind of what I'm counting on. And I think he will ultimately lead the team in receiving yards from the tight end position.
As far as touchdowns, it's so hard to say because this team, at least last year, didn't throw to the tight end much. I mean, it just wouldn't be really fair or just interesting to do the under and over for tight ends that we don't think would even play. At least I think.
Right. So this 500 yards for any of the tight ends, are you taking the over or the under?
Receiving yards for all tight ends. 500 yards.
Okay, I should rephrase that. Any of the tight end, do you think any tight end goes over 500 yards or not?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And by the way that this team is orchestrated, there's not too many guys that are going to go over 500 yards, period. Hmm.
There's a part of me that actually wants to take the over on this one, just thinking that Jordan could be a late bloomer and just manage to cross that threshold in the last little bit of the season. Of course, I remember during the receivers portion, I was iffy on whether a receiver would get over 1,000. But I think without Watson, we presume, and not as many deep passes, that the tight ends in the intermediate game will probably be used a lot more. So that's why I think tight ends could be used more frequently this year. Not to mention David Culley coming from Baltimore, where they use tight ends significantly more.
Well,
I'll say Jordan passes the line.
I can object that, though. I can object that because if you look at the tight end, right, in Mark Andrews on the Ravens, I consider him in the top five. just scratching the top five. Okay, he's the that would mean I would put him at number five best tight end in the league.
That's true.
And then if you go by the wide receivers, mind you, right? Have you heard who the best wide receiver is in training camp so far for the Ravens?
I have not.
Sammy Watkins.
Interesting.
Very interesting because as a, you know, for me, it's a love-hate relationship, as you know. But that just comes to show you that running that wide receiver core hasn't changed too much. And of all the weapons we want to talk about and say if you get a chance, Sammy Watkins is in on a one-year deal, $6 million, five of it guaranteed. You know, incentive-based, cheap, because we know about Sammy Watkins' injury history. You could make memes out of it, for crying out loud.
Yes, good.
The fact that the wide receiver core is so poor that he's the best guy in training camp right now, at least last I've heard, it just kind of shows you, right? Look at the wide receiver depth on this team versus Baltimore. And you could argue that Cobb or Cooks blows all of them out of the water.
Okay, I'll give you that Cooks is better than anybody Baltimore has. Cobb is a little iffy.
Oh, but it's debatable. The fact that it's even debatable just says something.
All right, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that nobody the Texans have is the caliber of Andrews, but it's just simply due to the utilization. Even if they're not better, if they're just getting more targets, naturally they're going to get more yards. So that's why I'm saying at least one of the tight ends will go over 500 this year. Although, that's really not setting the bar all that high.
It's not setting the bar high. And there were some people that thought that Akins had a catching problem, apparently.
Right.
Pharaoh Brown, we don't know. He's been good, but he's never been great. But he is a veteran. And then we have Jordan, which I think as far as his ceiling goes, he's probably got the highest ceiling being a rookie. And the fact that he was picking out of the draft, out of all the needs the team had, they saw something. Again, I have never endorsed that pick publicly or privately, nor will I. However, tight ends are not picked that high up in the never high in the draft. And if this turns out, I could eat my words. Who knows?
Right. Still, I think Brown or Jordan, one of the two of them, will go over 500. Could both of them do it? Yeah, probably not. It might come close. Both over 400? Maybe.
Always interesting. Never a dull moment.
Never is. Any final thoughts?
I was about to ask you that. I think I'm set. And you?
Me too. So with that in mind, remember to follow us on Twitter at Texans Talk Pod, and our YouTube channel will be coming soon. So we will give you all information on that when it comes about. And on behalf of AJ Torres, I'm Josh McSwain. Thank you once again for listening. We'll see you next time.